And now we have a special guest in the studio. As we said earlier in the beginning of the show, we are in Passover. Chag Sameach, Moedim LeSimcha. Let's say now Shalom, Tzoraim Tovim, or good afternoon, Sharon Tal.
Hi, Amit. Ma shlomcha? How are
Hey,
you? How
good.
are you? And hello to all the listeners. And Chag Sameach. Moedim LeSimcha.
How was your Passover, Leila Seder?
Passover. Well, it was actually wonderful. I spent the evening with a few friends, and sometimes friends are like family, and families like friends, and it was a wonderful evening.
How many were you?
17.
17.
A really small one, isn't it?
I win. We were 27.
27.
27. Can you
See?
imagine how many people around the table?
I know.
I mean, imagine that there are lots of families that have even 30 or 40 people in
I
your living
know.
room.
In Tel Aviv, we had about 25, I think.
25.
Yeah. And
Really?
it was, again, not too big. I'm like, really? Okay, good.
How about all the cleanings, after the big meal? You have to wash the dishes, you
I
have to
know.
wipe the floor.
But that's where you just connect as well. This is where slavery is supposed to be over, but we're all doing it all together. Each one will do something small, huge job can be done so easily and simply.
Amazing, amazing. Sharon, you are here joining us today because you are here for a reason. You are a soul healer, and we will
Yes.
talk about it in a minute.
Yep.
You also published a book, and I believe you have another book coming up very
Really,
shortly.
really soon,
Really
yes.
soon. Now, this book is called 28 Lessons in Self-Mastery, and we
Yes.
will discuss it in a minute. But before that, tell us a bit about yourself. When did you arrive to Australia first time?
First time I arrived when I was 18, and I finished my, what we have here, VCE, my exams in Israel.
As a traveler,
As
right?
a, I came
Of
to visit
course.
my sister. My sister moved here in the 80s, early 80s, and I came here first time in 1988.
Wow.
Just finished my Bchinot Bagrut, my completion, all my exams of year 12. And I came here for three months just before the army service that we have to do in Israel. And that was the first time. The second time I came when I was 26. My niece was born, bless her, Alexandra Adi.
Did you go back to Israel
Yeah, of
the
course.
time?
I only came for 3 months at the beginning, then I came for a month, and then in October 99, I came to do a trip around the world. I'm still here.
Oh, wow. Like all of
I
us
started,
arriving to Australia and staying here for good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't easy, right? I mean, there are a lot of things on the way that kind of make it tough, right? It's not easy. It's not an easy process to immigrate to Australia from Israel.
It's not simple. I won't say that it was very hard, but it wasn't simple because, when I came here for the third time, my mission was, and it's almost like I had a mission, was to go drive and see Ayers Rock. So in 97 or 98, I visited a friend in London and we watched Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. This is totally a true
Of
story.
course.
Mad. And I said, I need to visit Ayers Rock. There was something there that was calling me, and that's the heart of Australia. So I came in October, and in July 1st, I've decided, not July 1st, sorry, July 7th, I have left for a 3 weeks journey driving. I drove it myself, the camper van, because my friend just landed from Israel, and I'm like, no, she can't drive that. That's the other side of the road, and a huge camper van. And the other friend, so it seems she was legally blind. And that's how I knew it on the day of the trip. So I said, right, I'm going to be the truck driver here.
Fantastic.
So it was brilliant.
It's
It
funny
was.
that a lot of us who travel to Australia for the first time, they want to see Ayers Rock because that's probably the most symbolic, of course, except Sydney and the Opera House. Australia's nature's most
This is
famous.
like the Kotel.
And
This is like the Western Wall
I
of
actually climbed on
Australia.
it, you know that. I was on top.
Oh dear.
When they allowed, still allowed to go
Okay.
on top.
Yes.
Sharon, so you've done a lot in Australia, and this is why you're here with us today. You
Yes.
are a soul healer. Now, I know that a lot of people, when they hear the word, this phrase, soul healer, they don't really know, not sure what exactly a
I
soul healer is
know, I
doing.
know.
Are you like a doctor or something? Is it?
No, no, I am the non-official. We just received a phone call on the way here to the train. I've received a phone call from a client that used to live in Melbourne, but she moved to America. So she rang me and she said if I could do a session for her mum over the phone, and her mom is in Israel. So Melbourne received a phone call from America to do a phone call to Israel to do the healing. Look, I'm a qualified kinesiologist. I'm a qualified counselor. I'm a Reiki master and teacher. And I am trained to teach over 30 courses.
Just a moment. You said you mentioned Reiki master. I mean, what is it? I mean, I don't know exactly what you talk about. Some stuff that
I know, right?
Maybe some people don't know what you're talking about.
Well, definitely it's not a voodoo. Don't worry, guys. It is all legit, all government accredited. Well, on the Reiki, they're working to accredit it because it's energy, so you don't really know how to credit that. But all the rest are totally accredited, and some of them actually has private health rebate as well. So we've passed the line for that. Kinesiology is based on Chinese medicine and chiropractic. So basically, through muscle testing, we're able to access the brain, which will then give us answers on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. When people have allergies, yes, of course, you can take all the drugs and all the medication, sure, because you can't breathe. However, in order to really overcome it, you need to go to the core of it, you need to go to the source of it, and you need to see if there's any emotional component to it that can help. And that's what I do. I do that with the kinesiology, and I'm highly intuitive, so I almost got being guided to ask the right questions when you need to. So that makes it easier. Reiki in Japanese is universal energy. So that is tuning the energy of the universe on the Reiki masters to come through you. By the way, it's not against the Torah or the Bible. It's literally creating your body as a channel to pass the energy. Counseling is methods of skills to talk to people and to know how to provide them with all kind of questions so they will get the answers. And really my aim, if you'll ask me through all of what I do, and I really studied, I haven't stopped studying since probably 2001, to be honest with you. Wow. It's a long time.
Well, what made you study this type of industry, like healing? And then, I mean,
it needed to make sense. Sometimes the Panadol can't solve everything. Advil can't solve anything. And we need to see what's the core of the problem. If someone has reoccurring pain, like, for example, let's say if someone is coughing and coughing and coughing. I had a lady who came to see me. She is Australian, who lives in America, and she has a constant cough for 10 years. And then nobody can help. But then when I was digging a little bit deeper, what happened 10 years ago, her mom passed away. Now, that cough hasn't stopped, but it's totally been moving.
So you mean, sorry to stop you, you mean she visited the doctor, the GP, and the doctor couldn't find anything wrong with her?
They found, so they gave her antibiotics or they gave her medication.
Yeah, but it didn't help. It didn't help, as you mentioned.
It didn't stop it.
It didn't stop it, right.
Eased it, but never stopped. Mm-hmm. And basically through me digging through with guiding questions, we realized that it started after her mom passed away. Now, in the Chinese medicine, the lungs represent grief and depression and sadness. And through that, we have been able to clear her pain from her mom passing away to help that. And her cough is literally easing up. Every time that you come to Melbourne, it's like getting easier and easier. And actually, this time on her visit, we had a really massive breakthrough. And we've cleared that. You saw when we were just outside taking water, I had a phone call from a lady and she said, Sharon, there's a lady who needs you. I said, what's wrong? She said, none of the doctor are able to help her. You can help her. I said, okay.
are you always available? I mean, it's 24 hours. I mean, people might call you from the United States or even from Israel.
Yes.
But the time difference make it a bit.
Now I have a client who moved from Melbourne to Kenya. So we've done a session this week through Nairobi via the WhatsApp and FaceTime. So it's all over the world, but it's the most important thing. We are all people. We are all equal. We are all the same.
So eventually you decided to write a book.
Yes. Well, I've decided to write 7 books. It's just that I have
seven?
To take, it just takes time.
Seven.
You know?
Shiva, sorry.
Yeah. No.
You have to start with one first, and you did it.
I know.
It's called 28 Lessons in Self-Mastery.
Yes.
Life Skills Series.
Volume 1.
Volume 1. Good luck with the
Hence
rest.
Hence the seven I come in.
Tell us in a few words, what is this book about?
Well, this book is a collation of a lot of lessons that I've been working through with clients. So there are lessons there about addictions, about adrenals, about boundaries, control, and as such, trust, cutting the cords. And each chapter, each lesson has a few explanation as well as exercises. I've actually written this book as a course as well, and I've been running the course for the past year and a half. It's an online course as well. People can do it in their own comfort wherever they are in the world. And it comes in as an audio book. I have my own radio show as well, and they were gracious enough for me to record it there as well. So it's amazing. It's okay. A top recording.
Are you actually willing to give this book away if one of our dedicated listeners will SMS
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
Really?
Because that will empower them.
It seems really interesting. Read through the book now quickly. And guys, give us a SMS. Send us a message if you would like to receive one of Sharon's book, which is called 28 Lessons in Self-Mastery. Our number here is, or if you have a question, maybe even a question to Sharon.
Yeah, would love that.
What type of questions, for example, people can may ask you?
I don't know
you?
If people feel stuck, if their adrenal glands, if they're constantly stressed or anxious. I'm happy to give any tips, headaches.
Maybe now after the Passover is over.
Constipation.
Oh, actually, no, it's not over yet, but still, the main Leila Seder is gone. So people are still stressed and need some help.
They're stressed before because they need to prepare. And then while they're in the Seder, they have all those awkward questions and how you are and have you been and what have you done. And
so what we'll do, Sharon, we'll shortly we'll go on a break, but let's give our listeners the SMS number. It's 042-999-6263. 042-999-6263. Give us, send a message. Now, we'll go on a short promotional break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we are back here on SBS with the English Hour. We're here in the studio with Sharon Tal, our
Hi.
Special guest. And we have 9 minutes to discuss all the sorts of things you're doing. And there's so
many... We need 9 years, Amit.
So many things here in the studio. Look, you brought your book. You brought some cards. We will
yes.
have a look in a second. And you also handed me a brochure that you also distribute magnesium oil.
I've created. My own magnesium oil and a whole range of homeopathic essences.
How do you create a magnesium oil? I mean, what?
Would you give me the recipe now here on live?
No, don't reveal your secrets to the world. But really, what is this magnesium oil
magnesium
good for?
Magnesium oil has the highest absorbance in the body. It's about 90%, at least my one, because we have tested and checked it. It is magnesium that comes from the Dead Sea, so it's very high in minerals. And it's the right consistency according to many kinesiology tests. And basically, we need magnesium for more than 300 functions in the body, like headaches, migraine, digestion, PMS, muscle cramps, relaxing the body and absorbing the calcium, hence the vitamin D. We need it for a lot of things, learning difficulties, because magnesium soothes the nervous system, which will then soothe the muscles and the adrenals.
So it really works.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I have it next to my bed every night. I just spray a little bit on my calf muscles and tummy, and it's amazing.
Okay, I want now to talk about your cards, because you brought your cards to the studio.
Yes, let's
and,
play.
And it's not playing cards. Is it playing cards?
No,
what do you call
them? No, those are empowerment cards, and the name of them is From Survive to Thrive, because and that's the name of my next book as well, that is almost ready to be cooked. Basically, From Survive to Thrive is, it's a state of mind, because when you are in trauma, you need to step out of it, but you don't know how to because you're still in the trauma, you're in it. So then it moves you into revive, which is the healing process, and then you can be in thrive. So once that you are in thrive, the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want. But when you are in survive, it's really hard. It's hard to eat well, sleep well, be nice to people around you. Most important, be nice to yourself. It's pretty hard to do that. Mm-hmm. So this deck of cards, it has 74 cards. Usually cards has between 40 to 50 or 55. I've created 74 cards because We need it, and it has affirmation. Why don't you shuffle? Let's do something live.
I will shuffle. Here it is. So,
I want you to think of a question.
We should have actually a live camera here so people can see what I'm doing. You know, it's kind of...
Do we have? Is it?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. Maybe the... Soon. Which? Oh, this way. Is it this way? Oh, here. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's magnetic.
By the way, while I'm shuffling it, today is April Fool's Day.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question about today. Did you, on your way to the studio, did anyone do something funny to you or did you see anything interesting?
Well, I've done something funny to myself. I've been waiting for 5 minutes at the wrong train.
Wrong train? Well, you arrived here after all.
I did. And it was cool, okay. But it was, it was quite funny. But okay. No. It was all good.
All right, I'm shuffling the cards.
I want you just to think of a question and pull a card.
Just think of any question?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. I just pulled the card. There you go.
And then which card is that? Look at it.
Okay, it says here, stressed.
Hey, are you stressed, Amit?
Not now. Well, let's say I'm stressed because I ate too much yesterday.
Right.
My stomach is so full from Leila Seder.
So look what the card says.
Okay, please.
The card says, because in every card that you pull, so we have five groups there. Survive, survive, revive, 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 thrive, and thrive. So you pick the one from survive and it says, are you feeling tired, irritable, and stressed? Yes, Amit?
Yes.
Are you sleeping, eating, exercising, and hydrating enough to support you through this time of change? Are you interested to make a change? Your time has come. Stop and assess the situation. If there are any choices available, choose the healthy option. So then I would love you to say, Amit, aloud, I am now cool, calm, and collected.
I'm now cool, calm, and collected.
Exactly. So even if you're stressed, the whole group of the survive is even if you're stressed and even you pull another one while I'm explaining.
Another?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because...
No tricks, yeah? No,
no tricks,
April
no
Fool's
April
Day,
Fool.
No,
nah,
you're right?
No, nah,
okay.
That's all good.
Wait.
Even if you're stressed and under...
Okay, got it.
And under... Mess.
Okay, I got Furious.
Furious? What number is it?
Number 14.
14, that's the last one.
And can I read our listeners, what does it say?
In a second, yes. Okay. After I will read you what it means. Furious. Are you only seeing red? Do you respond to everything with angry words? 3 minutes of anger affect your immune system for 8 hours. Is it worth it? Let it go. Now, fill your heart, mind, and body with love. Now, let's say it together. Okay. I now understand
that anger hurts me.
That anger hurts me. I now choose to let it go and replace it with love.
With love.
Did you know that 3 minutes of anger debilitate your immune system for 8 hours?
Really? Eight hours?
Pull another one because...
Okay, last one because we are really short with time. I want you to bring something.
Perfect.
Self-love.
What number is that?
Did you make me take this card out?
I was just wanting you to take something positive.
Okay, let's do it quickly. Can I read it? What does it say, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm now willing, ready, and able to express my self-love at any given moment.
That's it. So we are overcoming any obstacle and celebrating our success. And that's the special thing about these cards.
Sharon, Tal, it's amazing. We could discuss it, as you mentioned, for hours. And we did receive some text messages. And we promise we will send you the book. Just a pity you didn't mention your name. Somebody sent us a message from Brighton. That's all right. Sharon, we really, really love to hear more. Maybe... do you have a website, maybe?
I do, yes. It's mkndc.com.au. It stands for Melbourne Kinesiology and Detox Center.
Beautiful.
And I'm located in Caulfield for the last 18 years. So thank you so much, Amit, for having me.
Sharon Tal, good luck in everything you do.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best
Amen.
In the future.
And Chag Sameach to everyone.
Chag Sameach.
And we'll be free forever and no more slavery.
That's it. Thank you so much, Sharon.